Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. Hey, we're here enjoying the National Hardware Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. And just up on the big stage here was a great presentation about the pet industry. I'm very fortunate I was able to grab Michael Johnson. He's the VP of Marketing and Business Intelligence, so we know he's smart, from Chuck Latham Associates. He's joining us to just kind of talk to us real briefly about the pet industry. Michael, what are some of the trends that you're seeing in the pet industry?
Right now, pet is a great industry. It continues to grow. We've grown at 5 to 6% really for the last 20 years, so you really can't go wrong being in pet. There are a number of trends specifically that are driving pet. I mean, we see things like people are getting married much later than they used to. People are having kids much later than they used to. Baby boomers continue to age. All of these things make basically opportunities for more companionship. The empty nest, or I don't have a child now. So more and more people are gravitating towards pets, and these are things that continue to stimulate that industry. The other thing we talk about is what we call humanization. The American consumer, even though we're heavily in debt, the American consumer has become more and more affluent over the years, and we're more than happy to shed that wealth, you know, upon our animals. And so the average pet spend has, you know, increased nearly 50% over the last 10 years.
Yeah, and you've been around, you track the numbers, you see the trends. We really now have kind of moved into full force. We call ourselves pet parents. We don't look at them as objects, and you're right, we are spending almost, you know, at will on our pets in different areas, seeing a lot in terms of pet nutrition. You see a lot of the outfits, you know, clothes for your kids, now clothes for your fur kids as well. Is it sustainable in the long run, or do you see it leveling off?
I don't think we know the answer to that question yet. It's a very good question, and I appreciate it. Right now, again, we still have unprecedented affluence, regardless of what looks like what's gone on with the economy, and we have struggled in the economy, and even pet has struggled in the economy. But even through that, we're still spending money on pets, and there is still a lot of money to be spent on pets. Baby boomers are the most affluent generation in the history of the world, and they continue to spend money on pets. The bigger question is, how does that start to translate to the younger generations when we get to Generation Y, when we get to Generation Z? What does the economy look like? What is their affinity to spend on pets? These generations also are going to be increasingly multicultural, for lack of a better word, and what is their affinity to spend on pets? These are the X factors that we really don't have an answer to, and so right now we're asking basically everybody to be as inclusive as you can be as broad as you can be, cater to all markets as much as you can, go ahead and have absolutely high-end segments, but start looking at lower-end segments too, because more of the market looks to be moving lower-end.
Sure. And I think one of the interesting things, as you were kind of sharing with the audience here, was there are also emerging pet market opportunities. We're here at the National Hardware Show, which may have surprised some of our listeners here. Why are you at a hardware show if you're talking about the pet industry? But you are seeing more and more companies, corporations, and marketplaces embrace pet parents and say, hey, you can still get that stuff here. Is that a trend that you think we're going to see continue to explode?
Pet's a no-brainer. With over 60% of American consumers, American households basically owning a pet of some sort, you know, you got a built-in market any place you want to sell a pet product. That's pretty much a given. It's just a matter of what kind of pet product do you want to sell. Are you really ready to be high-end and go into pet specialty, or, you know, you're going to be a niche player somewhere and we're just going to carry a couple of select SKUs to, you know, basically convert consumers when they already happen to be in my stores. But there's plenty of opportunity for pets simply because we own so many of them.
I think it's great. Hey, thank you for taking the time for us. We really appreciate it. We'll be back with more Pet World Insider live at the National Hardware Show in Las Vegas after these quick messages.
Life is Pawfect is the new must-have gift book for dog lovers everywhere. This book features more than 55 themed animal portraits from the pawtographer. The pawtographer builds out actual scenes and places dressed dogs in those scenes. The portraits are accompanied by wit and wisdom for pet parents. Life is Pawfect is sure to put a smile on any pet lover's face. Life is Pawfig by the Pawtographer is available in bookstores on Amazon.com or directly through thepawtographer.com.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at petworldinsider.com.